हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्ते साप्त कांजना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी हरि प्रिय वांच कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरिनाम हरिनाम हरिनामेव केवलम् हलो नास्तेव 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 कृष्णन्यता नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 O King, the rivers and the veins are his gigantic body, the trees are the hairs of his body, and the omnipotent air is his breath. The passing ages are his movements, and his activities are the reactions of three modes of material nature. So Prabhupada is giving in this chapter the first step in God realization. Actually, the Prabhupada Parikshit Maharaj asked a very wonderful, glorious question to Sukhdev Goswami, that what is the activity of a person who's just going to about to die, because you know he knew this got 7 days. Cursed by Samika Rishi's son, Shringa, and he's going to die in 7 days' time, so he had a death notice. So then immediately he was a devotee of the Lord, so he just sat down, and then Krishna very mercifully sent Sukhdev Goswami to him to, you know, enlighten him on the question, I mean, the purpose of life at that moment, because at that moment is the condensed, everything is condensed. Your whatever activity you have done, what is the activity we have to do when we are going to leave the body, because he had a death notice, we don't have a death notice. You see, Katmanga Maharaj, he had a death notice of two seconds, I think, right? Few seconds he had life, and within few seconds he became completely Krishna conscious. So the same way, Parikshit Maharaj also was being in the second chapter, in this chapter, the beginning, they are talking about glorification of the chanting of the holy names. Is now coming to these verses. And which gives which glorify and gives a description of the Virat Rupa universal form, which clearly shows that all that all material manifestations and everything material always exists in him. So there's a lot of about chanting of the holy names, very glorious verses are there, and then about Parikshit Maharaj was supposed to understand these things, at how the glories of chanting Hare Krishna is very, very important, and is at the last moment of life. So we will be very fortunate if we can remember the holy names at the last stage of life. That's the final test. And then he goes on to the next. He's explaining that how the people who are not attached to, who cannot worship Krishna, I mean the materialist people, they like to worship something big, a big soccer game, big, everything has to be big for them, unless it's a big temple, they don't come. That's why Prabhupada says, build the big temples, so when they come, you know, they should be like that, be completely bewildered. What is this happening in this world? So in fact we are criticized. We have to take criticism from many people that why are you spending so much money on building such big temples, $1 billion, such big temples. So the answer is, unless we are not big, then nobody is going to come. We are going to sit under a tree, who is going to come? That is the problem that we face in the society. People like something very magnanimous. So Prabhupada says, you Westerners, devotees, he told my Guru Maharaj also, you were destined, you are supposed to do something wonderful, aren't you? So many times he said this to the Western devotees, because that was the time when the Western devotees were coming into India, and then, you know, Prabhupada used his so-called white elephant, so he used them for preaching. So because the Indians are more inclined towards the Western culture, Westerners, so Prabhupada very nicely he molded them to Vaishnavas and used them for other things. So he said, build big temples. So these big temples are big, but actually the thing is that these temples are big because it's built on pure devotion to Krishna. So every pillar is like a devotee of Krishna. So unless this devotee is not there, then Prabhupada says this devotional mood is not there, devotional attitude is not there, devotional services are not there, then these temples will become galagraha. Means you know, they catch your neck. You know, something which is, you have too much financial problems, you have too much material problems, then all these problems become like galagraha. Means you know, it becomes very sour. The position of the living entity becomes very difficult. So these temples, unless they are not managed with pure devotion and leadership, directions, we talked about directions by the Supreme Lord, and you know, it's mentioned here, somewhere it's mentioned that unless these things are not there, then the big temples are difficult to maintain, because you need to spend money for everything. You need to buy grains, you have to buy deity paraphernalia, everything you have to buy. But then if there's no devotion to Krishna, the Krishna will not provide. It will be difficult to get provisions for a temple. It will be difficult to get devotees for a temple. We call it manpower, not devotee manpower, for everything, all services done, cleaning the temples. Mayapur temple is such a beautiful temple. It's a very, very big temple. It's no end, you know. For one end you walk, Singapore you can cover in 1 hour's time. But Mayapur you cannot cover in 3 hours also. It's too big. I don't know where is the boundary. Still it's lost, you know. It's so big. Acres and acres of land being added every day. Because we want to build the big temple, very planetary temple. So that is the thing that for people who, because we're making it for whom? Of course for devotees, of course, but then we want to attract every living entity. So that's why Gaurachandra, Nithai Gaurachandra is attracting all living entities. So unless we build these big temples, some people just come for tourism. They just want to see what is it. You know, it's a big Taj Mahal, you know, so they all throng for, I don't know what is there in the dead place, you know, of people who are dead, long gone again. So they come to see the architecture. So somebody will just come for the architecture. Somebody will come just for the paintings. Somebody will just want to see the lighting. So somehow accidentally they will see the Lord. That is the whole purpose, that they will accidentally see the Lord. Somebody may just come to, you know, Mayapur temple has been attacked by dacoits 3 times. Somebody may just come to attack the temple, you know, take away the. Somehow or the other they will come to the temple, but once they come there, they forget about attacking temple or, you know, taking the money from the Lord, because you know, they understand that this is a temple of the Lord and we should not do such activities. So even they get terrified. Even this. Notorious activities can be utilized for Krishna. You know, I'll tell you an example. I was seeing the DVD of Srila Prabhupada. There were two Matajis. One was the daughter of a great MP in US. Another was her friend. So they wanted to go for a world tour. So when they asked father's permission, father said, sorry, you know, you're a girl. You cannot go in this world like this alone. You know, you just can't go like that. So father warned her that you are going alone and be careful, you are a woman and alone and you are two girls, it's not good. So, but anyway, they said, don't worry, we'll take care of ourselves. So they went to Paris, and somehow in the morning they met some devotees and they got a chit from the devotee, please come to our temple. But it was in French, I mean, it was English but French language. So they had not decided to go to temple, but somehow what happened, they were standing on some station. And then these two girls started walking and started with a bag, you know, their world tour bag. And they started walking and then suddenly these two people from nowhere, from the dark, they started following them. And then they started walking faster. So these two people also walked faster. So like that, they were going, and then they broke into a run. So they started running. Now where to go? Because they know France, Paris is a new place for them. They have no idea where to get a hotel. Already these people are chasing them, right on their heels, you know, just behind them. So the thing is that they were asking somebody, that lady also didn't know English, so she was explaining in French, I don't know. But suddenly they saw that they were in the same street at a temple. Somehow, by, you know, Krishna's mercy, and these people are gundas were chasing her, you know, they were just chasing her, and they suddenly saw the same sign, and they saw the same thing. I think these people invited us, and it was quite 11 o'clock at night, quite late. I think not 11 o'clock, it was 9 o'clock, some temple was closed down, people were cleaning the floor, everything, and these two Matajis ran into the temple, and somehow they managed to shut the glass door, and they started shivering, you know. The temple president asked them, who are you, who are they, I mean, why do you come here? He said, no, we are looking for a shelter for one night only, please, because we have been followed, these devotees, not devotees. Actually, they are devotees. These are devotees because somehow they chased them into a temple. So they were like first Pradarshak Guru. They got so scared, they couldn't, we can't go out, you know, we need some place to, for a shelter, you know, these people are chasing us. The temple said, sorry, this is not a hotel, this is a temple, and you cannot stay here unless you're chanting your rounds and you're following at least some this thing. So please, sir, keep us, you know, these people are, I mean, we are alone, we are just women, and please protect us, and please. Some of the temple president also said, okay, you can stay, but you have to do the services. What are the services? Cut sabjis, cut. What is this? Said, no, you have to, this is not a hotel, it's a temple, we have to do some service here. And they said, okay, no problem, we'll sleep anywhere, just give us some shelter. So anyway, these two people ran away, and they came to the temple and they stayed overnight, and next day morning they were woken up at 4 o'clock, Mangal Aarti. They didn't like, but anyway they got up, they felt a little light, you know, morning any time, get bathed and, you know, come for the Aarti, Mangal Aarti. And after Mangal Aarti, morning program over, then suddenly Prabhupada came inside. Actually, the second day happened to be Prabhupada's arrival at the temple, Paris temple. And then Prabhupada came, and then, you know, you think, oh, who is this man from India? So they were all bewildered, and then they're feeling very nice, you know, about the whole thing. But I mean, they could not relate with the temple. So what they did was, they sat down for his lecture. He was giving lectures, and then suddenly in the lecture he mentioned, you know, we go for a world tour, we go to Bombay, same roads, we go to New York, same roads, same cars, same people, maybe different color, but when you go to Paris, you come here also, same, you know, same thing, everything is same. So what is the big difference? You come to Paris, so what's the big deal? You think, the thing is that, he was explaining like that, then they were thinking, oh my God, he's talking to us actually. They're relating with that statement Prabhupada made. And then they were completely, said, how can he speak our mind? You know, we were just looking at each other, bewildered completely. How is he speaking about us? You know, we are coming for a world tour, same roads in New York and same roads here in Paris. Everything same, you know, they were relating to that. They were really excited, they really got very happy that, you know, he's speaking them. Then he was sending the whole philosophy that, you know, we are here in material world, we are suffering and we are all those things here. Giving a lecture. Immediately after that, there was an initiation ceremony and... So these two girls, they asked, what is this happening? So they said, this is the decision. So if you want to accept him as a spiritual master and guide for your spiritual life, you can take initiation. So somehow they said, yes, we'd like to get initiated. Second day. they said, no, you just come one day and, you know, one day old, how can you do that? It's not possible. And then I think the video shows that after some time they show that, you know, Prabhupada actually initiated them. Mataji, I forget the names, there are two names. So they got initiated actually. So you see, the thing is, somebody comes to a temple, even the dacoits become like devotees. these two people actually forced them to go into a temple, and then they became devotees and got initiated, and, you know, they became disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So fortunate. So somehow these temples are made so that people come, the Virat Rupa you can see, and you know, the magnificent temple of the Lord is beautiful to watch. And so that's the whole thing. But you see, if you see in the verse that this Virat Rupa is for the materialist who cannot accept two-handed form of Krishna. They cannot accept. So for them, the Virat Rupa is available. So Krishna is trying to, what do you say, he's trying to hook us to him, trying to get us to him, so that, you know, somehow or the other, even if you don't like my 200 form, take my Virat Rupa. There are so many hands, so many bellies, so many mouths. So, you know, so that somehow or the other, that, you know, you just come to me. He's just desperate for us to come back to him. So this is why he manifests universal form. And for Arjuna, it was a complete, different realization, because he was his great friend, and he says, my friend has so much opulences, so much, he can transform himself into so much manifestations, material manifestations. So he was really very, very pleased. You know, my friend has got, you find out that this friend was, looked like a pauper, but he's a wealthy man, you know, very wealthy man. So suddenly you realize that, you know, won't you feel, oh my God, my friend can help me, he's got so much money, he's got so much wealth, he's got so much of power, so much this thing. So suddenly I'm a friend of this great person. So that's how Arjuna felt very elated. Oh my God, Krishna, I know I'm going to win this war. You know, at least, even if I don't win this war, at least you're a good friend of mine. So he was very, you know, because Arjuna's army was smaller than Kaurava's army. So even that gave a lot of strength. But then he became very fearful. Why he became fearful? He said, oh my God, I put my hands on his shoulder, you know, pat him on his back and call him all kinds of names, and I've offended him so many times, seeing my equal, but actually he's more powerful. He became very fearful. And the fear of showing so many mouths, so many gigantic. Actually, Krishna gave this Dadami Divyam Te Chakshu. Krishna gave this vision to Arjuna in such a way that he could see the whole body of Krishna, material Virat Rupa. But actually, Virat Rupa was just not in the battlefield. It was expanded into many, many universes. I mean, if you want to see it, your two eyes is not enough. You need thousands of eyes to see the Virat Rupa. So it was very difficult for him. But Krishna gave that special favor to Arjuna, to so that with two eyes he could see all the things. But then he became very fearful with a ghastly, horrible. He could not take it, because so many mouths, so many. You can't take it, because he is used to that 200 form. So Prabhupada emphasized that devotees should always focus on the two-handed form of Krishna as Shyam Sundar and Vrindavan, and not any other form. So this is also given in the verse, Manmanama Bhava Mad Bhakto Mad Yaji Mam Namaskuru Mam Avaishas Satyam Te Sati Jane Priyosi Me, Bhagavad Gita 18.65. Always think of me. I'll just read that verse. 18.65. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one will always have a chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours, he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord promises that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. This is guaranteed. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna in the 18th chapter, because he is the dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend of Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words says that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, Shyama Sundara, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead. Sri Prabhupada is writing in purport, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayana, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend. friend of Krishna's, and he's a great devotee of Krishna. So that's why, Prabhupada's, Krishna says in this verse, 18.65, perfection of renunciation. And the purport, Prabhupada testifies to this fact. So Arjuna, actually he knows the position of Krishna, but then just to put it on record that, people who think that Krishna is limited, for them Arjuna says, please show your Virat Rupa. And then he says, come into your Shankha Chakra Gada Padam form, four Narayana form. Then Krishna came into that form, and then mystically, and then he comes, he says, even this is not enough, I want to see you where I can relate with you, and the two-handed form where I'm used to it. So a devotee like Arjuna is always used to the two-handed form. So we also should, in this original form as Shyamasundara, we should meditate on the Lord like that. So that is very important, that we must meditate on the two-handed form. And we must also visualize that Krishna lives in Goloka Vrindavan. We must also visualize that Krishna is a person, is also a person. Now here we talk about an impersonal feature of the Lord, but Krishna is also a person. He also has a mood, he also has a sad mood, he also has a good mood. And so these activities goes on forever, eternally in Goloka Vrindavan. So Krishna is sad today. So Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, the Vrinda Devi, what she does is everything changes. The climate changes, the song changes, everything, even Yamuna changes, the flow of the Yamuna also changes because Krishna is sad today. So all the gopis are thinking how to please him. But he is sad today, he cannot be happy. So what gopis does, they also become very sad. They play the same kind of music, very touching to the heart, and Rag Bhairavi, all these ragas are played so that Krishna, he can enjoy that sadness also. You see? And the same thing goes when he's happy. Everything is for his pleasure. So that is what it is actually. Goloka Vrindavan, everything is being in service to Krishna. So all the devotees, all everything, every living entity, even the ghanti we use for prayers, we do puja, we do ghanti. So there's a ghanta on top. On Goloka Vrindavan, there's a ghanta. So that also is a person. Everything is a person, the peacock. Everything is a person, and they have this, they achieve that super excellence. I was explaining the Kartik month that, the excellence of the abhushan, the Krishna wears those beautiful abhushana, the ornaments. Even they become very, very super excellently beautiful. Not because they are beautiful, because Krishna's body is so beautiful. So, so everything is there. Even in the material world, when he's seeing the sun shine. Now, here it is shining. Why? Because it's shining. It has to shine. It is duty, responsibility. Krishna has delegated the responsibility to the sun, Suryadev, that you shine at this particular time and you set at such time. This part of the world will get the sunshine, this part of the world will not get the sunshine. So this is all happening automatically. Suryadev is doing that, giving sunlight. Without sunlight, there is no light. There is no question. Imagine without sun, you will be dead. There will be no sunlight. There will be no production of grains and food grains like that. Plants will not grow. All these things are essential. So here it is doing out of service to Krishna. I was sitting with the Pujari, Jaranivas Prabhu and Pankajari Prabhu in Mayapur. And they were explaining to me that, they were seeing the sun. I think it was the evening time, it was moonshine. So they were explaining to me that, when the sun and the moon shines in the material world, it is a service out of fear. But when the same sun, it is also shining in Mayapur, it is also giving light to Mayapur and Vrindavan Dham. So when it gives that, it becomes pure devotional service. So I was really bewildered, what is this? the same sun is shining all over the universe. When it shines here, it becomes pure devotional service. Here it is only service, it's the material services given by Krishna to them. But here they are serving Krishna in a pure devotional mood. So I was looking at the moon. So it's beautiful, so beautiful the moon is. And it's so I just thinking how beautiful will be Gaura Chandra, how beautiful is the moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was the mood that, they were serving in a pure devotional mood. So in the same way, like this moon and sun, when they shine on these dhammas, they do pure devotional service. So when we go to these dhammas, what is it? Pure devotional service. whatever we do, we chant malas, we do whatever activity in the dhammas, we sleep on the dham, even that is pure devotional service. It is said you are paying dhanvats to the deities. You are paying dhanvats to the dham when you are lying down. See, everything becomes pure devotional service. So beautiful. So whatever service we do in the dhammas, it becomes, whenever we go to dham, be very careful, do a lot of service, that will purify us. Like we are hearing Bhagavatam, we are actually entering this dham. We are hearing the holy names, we are actually entering Krishna's dhammas, and we are getting the purification. But Prabhupada says, what will take you 1 year in your place, in any part of the world, it takes only 3 days to become pure devotee in Vrindavan. Just take 3 days to become pure devotee of Krishna. Just 3 days. He never said 4 days or 5 days or 1 day. He said 3 days it takes to become a pure devotee of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we do the services in Mayapur, so we advise that we must visit these teesas. That's why this tradition of India, Bharat Varsha, that we always, once a year, everybody goes for Tirthi Yatra. And some people don't come back. The Tirthi Yatra is so beautiful, they don't come back. Even if you go to Govardhan today, you see Govardhan, there are people who do Govardhan Parikrama. There are some sadhus who do, of course I've seen a lot of people coming from Delhi side, they come and do whatever clothes they're wearing, costly clothes also don't care, just pay full dhanvats. One place they will do 108 times, then they will take the stone and then put it further, another 108 times. So I don't know how many years going to take the Govardhan Parikrama is 21 kilometers. It takes about 8 to 9 hours. I could do only once because after that I couldn't walk. It was so difficult. After that I'm very scared because I can't do it. Very difficult. But we must do it. We must try and do the Parikrama. So these people do. So these sadhus, when they stop, they cannot go on anymore. They just make a house there, build a kutia, you know, sadhu over. So they start, and somehow the people go and, you know, give a lot of food stuff. And anybody who completes that Parikrama, Govardhan Parikrama, he's ensured, guaranteed going back to Goloka Vrindavan. No doubt about it. So that is pure devotional service when you go to the dhammas. Whereas other places you have to be really intense, you have to do a very intense devotional service to come to the platform of pure devotional service. But anyway, pure devotional service can be done anywhere. It's not restricted to any place. But when you go to the places where Krishna was born, his activities, they are very purified places. You get the effect. You get the effect, immediate effect. But other places may not take effect so much, but you have to really work hard and, you know, on your chanting, on your worship of Krishna and meditation on Krishna. But this places are very easy. 3 days we become pure devotees. That's Prabhupada. And then that's the time, if you leave a body in the dhamma, ensured, guaranteed, Goloka Vrindavan is the next destination. So this legacy. So what? And every service performed in the dhamma is on the platform of pure devotional service. And once a devotee becomes purified due to his intense bhajan in these dhammas, then even if that devotee travels to other places, the pure dhammas go with the devotee, just like Srila Prabhupada. When he went, carried Sri Vrindavan dham and Mayapur dham in his heart. He carried in his heart the whole dhammas and gave to the whole world, Vrindavan and Mayapur dham. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki! Yeah. So he was so merciful. He gave all this purified dhammas in his heart. And he gave everything. And today you see many millions of people from all over the world throng. Mangal Aarti in Mayapur is like a Janmashtami festival. So that is the so many devotees are living there. So many Western devotees, so many Indian, so many villages come in the morning. The whole village comes. Janmashtami, we had about 10 million people coming there. The whole village comes. So it's not just one person. The whole village comes to see Radha Madhav Ashtasakhis. So that's the beauty of the whole thing. Srila Prabhupada managed to give it to even the Western countries. He didn't differentiate who's who. He just gave it to everybody, whoever he saw. Even to the two girls who are chased by this notorious people. Even there, these notorious people get the Sukruti, you know, they, for doing this activity. Even they did it as something else. They were doing it out of different attitude, different idea, but then they did devotional service. So everything can be done dovetailed to Krishna. So So what is this thing that Prabhupada trying to give this legacy to the whole world? Everybody is getting Mayapur Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham. He gives everybody. No, you know, without any differentiation. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna Upadesh. He just gives his Upadesh and he gives all his dhammas freely to the whole world. So what is our duty is that we must keep this legacy going. We must forever, till this creation exists, and help everyone to go back to the spiritual sky. So this, it is now our responsibility that even now we have taken the benefit, now we should not be misers. We not should be kripanas. Kripana is a person who is a very miserly person. We should be brahmanas, very liberal hearted, big hearted. And as Vaishnavas, we are more than a brahmana. So we must give this dhammas, we must give the spiritual life to each and everybody without any differentiation. And we pass on to the next generation. So how can we do that? By becoming good preachers, which also means good leaders. We follow the tradition of the Supreme Lord, leader Shri Krishna. Shruti Mantra, Nitya Nitya Ram, Chetanas Chetana Ram. He is the chief of all living entities. So as we all should become leaders. How we become leaders is that we follow in the footsteps of Krishna. Krishna wears a dhoti, I also wear a dhoti. Krishna put tilak, I also put a tilak. Krishna worships Tulsi, Krishna worships so many things. He worships Narad Muni. You know, Narad Muni, when he came to this palace, so he was washing the feet of Narad Muni. So Narad Muni was like, you know, he knows that he's Supreme Lord, but just to give pleasure to the Lord, he extended his foot. Okay, you can wash. Because he was doing service to Krishna and Krishna was doing service to him, respecting the Brahmanas. Go Brahmana itayashas. Krishna always worships Krishna, worships Brahmanas and cows. So we also worship Krishna, Brahmanas and cows. We also worship all the Vaishnavas. We worship everything. We should not, because he's not a devotee, so we shouldn't worship. We should worship everybody. Prabhatma is in the heart. Everybody is connected to Krishna. So we must become good leaders. Now good leaders, how do we become good leaders? By following the Krishna tradition. We follow in the same tradition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, who also are religious leaders. So look at the song goes Param Karuna Bahu Dui Jana Nitae Gaura Chandra. Param Karuna Bahu Dui Jana Nitae Gaura Chandra. So he is Karuna Avatara. Krishna comes as Karuna Avatara because as Krishna it is very difficult to surrender to him because his qualification is very strict. Krishna doesn't allow just like that. Anybody can go to him, approach him. You have to be very qualified to approach Krishna. But then he comes in his most Karuna Avatara, merciful, compassionate form. Give Krishna's mercy to everybody. To everybody. Though he didn't say Graha Sako Vane Sako Sadahari Bole Rako. Wherever you are, he goes with a straw in his mat, in his mouth. Sridhar Dabhi Suni Chena Taro Rivasa Hishnu Naam Aman Nina Maan Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. He just goes to everybody. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to every house in Navadvip. Everybody he sees, he goes and just, you know, falls at their feet. Please chant Hare Krishna. That's called leadership. This is the quality of a good leader. That, you know, you don't, leader means follow me. That's the leader. So as religious leader, we follow the leader. We follow. A good leader is a good follower. So if we don't follow nicely, we don't become good leaders. So a good leader is somebody who follows his own leader. We have a leader, Srila Prabhupada. We have a Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Jesus Christ. These are great leaders. They said, just follow me. Now they won't turn back and say, hey, are you doing this? Are you doing this? Managers, that is management. So management and leadership is two different things. A good leader is a good manager, but a good manager will definitely not be a good leader because management means exploitation. You see, that's all. So, but Krishna never says, forces you to do voluntary service. It's all voluntary. Nobody is forced to surrender to Krishna. It's all voluntary. You, tatha ishta tatha kuru, tells Arjuna, I've told you everything in Bhagavad Gita, explained everything to you. Now it is your choice. You want to surrender, or you want to listen to my instructions, or you don't want to listen to my instructions. It's your choice. See, there he gives. He's very, very fair. That's leadership. That is your choice. So leader has responsibility that, you know, our inspiration. We must be able to inspire people. We must be able to inspire people to chant their rounds. Mangal Aarti, everything, you know, reading, everything. That's a good leadership. But leadership doesn't, when it becomes, okay, you do this, then it becomes very sour, not so sweet. It's very sensitive. And that's where a lot of people, in our movement, we are trying to, for the last 10 years, I was there, you know, in Mayapur. We talked about leadership. We talked about so much reform. We have to do a lot of these things because we have to train ourselves how we can relate with people. Krishna is very simple. Krishna consciousness is very simple. But relations with devotees is very difficult. Unfortunately, it's a very difficult task because, you know, you cannot please everybody. It's difficult. But you can please everybody. Prabhupada says, in the one can chant the holy name of the Lord and in a humble state of mind, thinking himself lower than the straw in the street, one should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Shikshashtakam 3. So, amalina manadena kirtane sadaya. A leader is somebody who gives respect. You must be able to give respect to everybody, give encouragement to everybody. Don't discourage anybody. So when you give respect, you get respect. You give love, you get love. You give hatred, hatred will come back to you. Everything is a action has a reaction. So whatever you give to others, things will fall back on yourself. So we have to be very careful. Prabhupada says, a spiritual leader or Vaishnava should lead by example, and he is described as para dukha dukhi and not para dukha sukhi, which is a demon who sees that he is happy and he is also happy by seeing another's unhappiness or distress. How can he be compassionate to others? So how can he give out this karuna? The karuna has to be there. We read Bhagavatam every day. We read Bhagavad Gita every day. We chanting every day, 16 rounds. We have Mangal Aarti, all these activities. If our heart is not becoming soft, then what is the use of all this? It's all useless. We're reading Bhagavatam every day, Bhagavad Gita every day. We're reading about compassionate. We're reading about suffering and, you know, all these things, kleshas and other things. All living entities suffering in this world, including us. So automatically, you see the person becomes very karuna. He becomes very compassionate. You can see on his face that the compassion is there. You can see that. So unless the compassion is not there, you're not advancing. Para dukha dukhi. He sees that Prabhupada, you know, he was in Mayapur, he was just watching out a window, and very terrible scene we saw. You know, the devotees, when they sweet in the patal, this banana leaf and all these leaves. So there was one place in the big kitchen, devotee kitchen, behind the kitchen there was big place where you dump all those plates, and it is used for manure for the soil. It's reconverted into, see, everything is so nice. We don't throw plastic and make soil very contaminated. So this was done, and then he saw a dog, two, three dogs eating the leftovers of the prasadam. Then he saw two little boys, three, four little Mayapur, the village boys, and they were also trying to take something. And that really hit Prabhupada very badly. And he just turned, he called two sannyasis. Within 10 kilometers radius of our temple, nobody should be hungry. So that's called karuna. He was so compassionate that, you know, within 10 kilometers, any ISKCON temple you go, you will get prasadam. He says, this is Krishna's house. Everybody must know that this is their father's house. If they go to this house, they will get prasadam. So that is karuna. That must be given by a leader, a religious leader. Jesus Christ, he was crossed, he was put on the thing and he was nailed onto the cross. What did he say? He never complained that, this has happened, why are you nailing me, my blood is coming out, I'm suffering so much. Put a crown made of nails, everything was done so badly for him. But he said, what he said? Very important thing in Bible. Forget them, O Lord, for they do not know what they do. So that is the compassion. Haridas Thakur was whipped, literally whipped, very nicely displayed by Rajahari Prabhu, very nicely. It's a nice, in the drama he has given, very nice. That's the mood, that's the devotee mood. That Haridas Thakur, the whippers got sick, they said, please die, why don't you die? He was requesting, nothing is happening to your body and we are getting tired. We are already dead, He said, if you don't die, the Muslim Nawab will kill us. Please help us, they actually played. So Haridas Thakur was still, he could have, done so many things, but he said, okay, He just sat down and gone into Samadhi and became breathless. When he goes into Samadhi, breath stops. So they thought he's dead. So they brought him to the Nawab and said, he's dead now. And they said, okay, you throw him in the river. So he got into a trance and Samadhi, and he took Samadhi, and then he never complained that, why did you beat me so much? Now I won't die so that your king will kill you. So for them, he was so this thing that, so the king did not kill him, so he died. That is the leadership. Compassion. So compassion has to be there. When we are reading so many beautiful scriptures, you know, unless the compassion is not there, nobody is going to come to us. A devotee attracts wise qualities. So compassion is one of the greatest qualities. Compassion and love should be there in the heart. If that is not there, who's going to come? So that is the reform, you know, within the movement we are trying, you know, so many MIH, we push for the MIH. Unless his education is not there, Srimad Bhagavatam is not read properly in the proper association of devotees, this reform won't come. Otherwise people start offending each other and, you know, offenses will be created. So even chanting, coming to chanting, the holy name in the humble state of mind. See, last 17 years I've been in this movement, and I can assure you I have not chanted even once Hare Krishna. I have not even chanted once. Why? Humble mood is not there. Kirtan, we do, this is nice kirtan. You know, kirtan is something, you are glorifying the Lord. You are not glorifying yourself. So some people, like I sing, you know, when I sing for my pratishtha, my what do you call, man, you know, respect, people respect me, people come for pratishtha, you know, I am such a great singer. So, somehow these things come along, you know, the pratishtha, and mana come, okay, I'm a temple president, I'm this leader, I'm that leader, okay, I'm a great man, you know, who are you? You're a fallen soul. And if that is the attitude, forget it, you know, para dukha sukhi, you know, become devotees, not devotees. Devotees means para dukha dukhi. You know, when we are doing kirtan, we must play to the holy name, that please, holy name, harin naam, harin naam, harin naam eva kevalam, kalo naasteva, naasteva dhatinanyata. No, iti shodhishkam naam naam kali karmesha nashanam nata pari saro payar sarva vedeshu drishyate. The simple thing that we are chanting the holy name just to destroy the ill effects of Kali in my heart. Just to destroy the ill effects in everybody's heart. That's chanting. But when it becomes, oh, I should sing for my, you know, I should become a great singer, so this, I will sing like this, I will sing like that. So that's, you know, what I have done till 17 years, I have not chanted. So, why is that? Because pratishtha is there. You know, I want to be a great singer, I want to get the mic every time. So that has happened, thanks to Pushpa Gopal Prabhu, that, you know, he enlightened me on the subject that, you know, kirtan, how should a kirtan should be sung. So, kirtan should be sung in a very humble mood, an humble state of mind. It is, we are glorifying the holy name, we are not singing a movie song. Okay? Of course. There's a very nice lecture by Jayadev Maharaj, how these songs are becoming movie songs. So many movie songs are coming to a movement. No, we should chant Hare Krishna, that's it. Hare Krishna chanting is the most important thing, not chanting any other thing. We must chant Hare Krishna. And then, so that's the thing, that we must chant the Hare Krishna mantra, because that's the Maha Mantra. Like in some people in Mayapur, they chant Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. That's the mantra they're chanting. Apa Sampradaya people. They chant like this. Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam. They manufacture their own mantras, they chant, and they go into trance, complete trance. In Vrindavan Prabhupada, there was one Maharaj, I think Jayadev Maharaj himself. He saw one devotee in the Gaudiya Math chanting very nicely. Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radha Gaur Radhe Shyam. They're chanting like that. So he was in a trance, the Prabhupada says, when, Even if you're chanting the holy name of Lord, you manufacture your own and you still chant those names, still some effect is there, but pure chanting will come, Shuddha Nama will come by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's the state, that otherwise we chant offensively, yes, then Nama Prad. If we chanting for our own prestige, for our own pratishtha, then it becomes namaprad. We are offending the holy name. So we are, you know, we have those three stages. One is the namaprad, then namabhas, clearing stage, and then we have shuddha nama. Then we have the pure chanting of the holy name. So that's, Hare Krishna is very important. Whatever kirtan we are doing, Hare Krishna must be there. That's very important. So, Prabhupada says in the purport of quoting Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu and also Jesus Christ, he, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.6.47 purport, Daksha was going to be killed by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva became very angry, and he was, because Daksha caused the death of Shiva's wife, and he also insulted Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva was very angry. He's easily angered and he's easily pleased. So Brahma was praying to him, and then that in that verse 4.6.47, Prabhupada purported and mentioned, there's no need to kill anyone who has already been killed. There's no need to kill anyone who has already been killed. So we should not kill anyone in this world by our mind, body and speech. We should not do any harm to anybody. We should not try and see that the other person sitting, other devotee, even devotee or non-devotee, whoever it is, we must not cause harm to them. Try and minimize their suffering. That's leadership. Not that we go and increase this. Or if they are having some problem, we laugh at them. Oh, look at this fellow. Karma, fallen soul. So much sinful activity. So even we become like them. We also become fallen. The same offense, Krishna says, we lose the compassion, we lose karuna. One of the Maharajas, Radhanath Maharaj in Bombay, he was telling us that, you know, when you see a beggar in the street, see his condition, his karma, he's suffering. He has no money to even eat his food. So whenever a beggar comes to you, you know, with this kind of hand, so we must not refuse him. We must give the beggar at least 1 rupee. If you don't have even 1 rupee, give him some prasadam packet. Just give him the prasadam. Don't leave him empty-handed. Don't let him go empty-handed, because it becomes a reaction. Why it becomes a reaction? Because that poor fellow is suffering and he did nothing to him. Even 1 rupee could have helped him to at least go and eat something. Just buy some chapati and eat something. So even the beggar comes to you, you must give him the prasadam. Give him something. Otherwise, what will happen? Become hard-hearted. No karuna. We don't feel the sensitivity. A pure when the devotee advances, he is very sensitive to the needs of others. He is very sensitive to the needs of other devotees. That's why when we see, you know, exalted Vaishnavas, you see by their presence itself we feel the sensitivity. Whenever we speak something, they are very, very compassionate. They don't, like that. You are like this, you are like that. They understand that we are all materially suffering here. So they try to minimize the suffering. That's the compassion. Unless the compassion is not there, that's the main quality. Compassion and love is not there. Don't expect to be advanced in Krishna consciousness. We will still be there. We cannot advance. All this purification process we are doing, Bhagavatam. You may know the 18,000 verses of Bhagavatam, 800 verses of Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything we may know. But if the compassion is not there, Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam, you have become a good Pandit, great Pandit, but you have not become a devotee. You may know everything about devotional service, but sorry to say, you know, you've missed the point. You've missed the point. So that's why we must, when we are chanting, we must pray to Krishna, pray to the Holy Name that please give me the mercy, please give me that compassion, so that I can, you know, I can understand others, I can, you know, karuna, I can forward this karuna to other people. I can extend this karuna to other people. People are suffering in so many ways. So let me try and help him in whatever way I can. So that is very important. Not that we enjoy, because somebody is suffering in his material world, oh, fallen conditioned soul, suffering. We are in a good position because we are Krishna conscious, so maybe we are in a good position. But that doesn't mean we don't extend it to others. We have to extend it to others. That's leadership. So we must become paradukha dukhi. Who was there? Vasudev Ghosh. His body was full of leprosy and lot of worms in his body. Vasudev Ghosh. Vasudev Datta, correct? Vasudev Datta. So his body was with worms. So many worms were falling off. And they were falling off, so what he will do? He'll pick up the worm. Have a good feast. You know, worm is, so even that is karuna, you know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with his devotee. That even that, you know, he's not allowing the worms to fall down. Allow them to eat his body. So, that is Karuna, that is compassion. Lord Chaitanya extended so much his Karuna avatara. So he you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law was chastising him so many times. He could have said, I am Supreme Lord, my Sudarshan Chakra, come. He could have done that. Nityan Prabhu was broken. Nityan Prabhu, Shri Ram Gopal Prabhu did wonderful. So somebody came and beat him and blood came out. Nityan Prabhu's blood came out. Very nicely enacted that, you know, the blood came out. Nityan Prabhu could have easily slapped him once, twice, finished. 1 second, the chapal, what was it? Jagai Madai gone for a six. He could have done that. He said, no. When Mahaprabhu heard this, whenever Vaishnava is insulted, we must not keep quiet. Either leave the place or just don't keep quiet. Krishna is insulted, we must leave the place. So then Mahaprabhu came and brought his Sudarshan Chakra to kill Jagai Madai. So then, you know, Nityan Prabhu prayed very nicely to the Mahaprabhu, you know. Karuna Avatara, you know, Tava Avatara, and prayed very nicely. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More, Tumar Bina Ke Dayalu, E Sansare. Patita Pavan Hetu Tava Avatara, Mosama Patita Prabhu Napana. He said, Jagai Madai is not sinful. Mosama Pati, I am very sinful because of my karma, of my sinful activities, I am getting hit. It's not them. They're not hitting me. It's my karma hitting me. So he was, you know, and you have come, Patita Pavan Hetu, you have come, remember, don't forget, you have come to deliver the most Jagai fallen soul, like Jagai Madai. Today we have a wholesale production of Jagai Madai in the material world. So whom can we... Then he said, Mahaprabhu, you have to kill everybody because Jagai Madai, everybody is Jagai Madai. So you want to kill the whole world because they are this thing? So then Mahaprabhu changes, he sent back the Sudarshan Chakra. Jagai Madai was delivered because of the great leader Nityan Prabhu. So, you know, we must follow in his compassionate, we must follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityan Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, we must extend this mercy to everybody else in this world because they are all suffering either way, or even we are suffering either way. Our suffering is different. Our suffering is for the last time. Their suffering is eternal. Unless we don't deliver them, then we keep on suffering in different stages of life, different species of life, different places of life. So they will suffer. But somehow we have got this mercy, somehow we have got this legacy from Srila Prabhupada. Like somebody said, you know, a question was asked, I think, in Bhagavad Gita class. This legacy was passed to us, and Harishar Prabhu gave a very last class on legacy. What Prabhupada has given us is the greatest treasure. It's how we use it. A businessman may give him millions of rupees. How he uses the money to make it into crores of rupees. But a businessman will because we are neophytes, so we are like new businessmen. We are like new businessmen. So when we get this crores of rupees, lakhs of rupees from Srila Prabhupada, how to make it into crores of rupees? How to make inundate the whole world in Krishna consciousness? Compassion of love and compassion of Karuna Avatara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. How to do that? That's the trick. And that's how the trick is taught by a supreme, spiritual master. Because he's experienced businessman. He knows how to make a lakh rupees into crores. He knows how to deliver few fallen souls into thousands of fallen souls. They know the trick because they have learnt it from their leader. So we learn from our leader, and also we become good followers is a good leader. That is the most important thing. That if you don't follow, there is no disciple without discipline. So discipline has to be there, leadership qualities has to be there. What is the quality we require? It's compassion and love. Without this compassion and love, we can't do any preaching. Forget about preaching. We can't even understand the scriptures. Unless our heart is not melting, we are not crying tears. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what is the verse? Nainam galadashu dharaya, padaram gadgad rudhaya gira. Means, unless the tears don't come out of our eyes and we don't feel compassion for others, we are not advancing. We are not advancing. So we must, the tears must come out, this compassion must come out. You see, this is what is required. I can name a few, I mean, some devotees here, I'm really impressed with them, you know, because of the compassion towards a fallen soul like me. So, that is one thing. So, Pushpa Gopal Prabhu really helped me to, you know, understand what is chanting kirtan, what is real kirtan. That's today I realized that what I was doing and what I should do now, that's karuna, that's compassion to a fallen soul like me. And then, I mean, so many instances, so many things are there. Tasna Mataji, you know, she's so humble, she's very humble devotee. Her child, even, her child is there and she sees my child taking something for her, she won't say anything to my child. She won't get angry or, you know, snatch things away. She will tell her child that, you know, don't let her play. So that's compassion. So that, you know, seeing that I should be in trouble, let the whole world be happy. I should be in trouble, let the whole world be happy. That's a philosophy of Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. He hit me and I'm bleeding, doesn't matter. Let Jagan Madai be delivered. And you deliver all the Jagan Madais in this world. So that is compassion. Jesus Christ, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. So, I mean, you can't preach to them. It's not possible. They don't know what they're doing. They're offending the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Son of God. So they are offending. But they don't know. So he just prays to them, to Lord, Supreme Lord, that please forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So the same thing that we must do, deliver Jagai Madai. We all Jagai Madai in some way or the other. And we are reading the pure scriptures, get purification, and then we must give out this compassion to others. Balakrishna Prabhu, you know, last year I had no money to pay for my BTG. That time I didn't have money, so I said, I'll pay you next week. So, you know, compassion is, what he did was that, he went and paid the money himself. He never told me also. I was supposed to transfer, I mean, give him the money and everything. He just bought BTG to, you know, fallen soul like me. He just gave the BTG. I got the BTG, I was really shocked. How come the BTG has come? I never paid for it. So that's compassion. When I saw him, I was there in politics. He was Prabhuji, you're so merciful. So that's compassion. That, you know, I was really impressed. So many devotees. Radha Gopinath Prabhu in Chopari Temple. When I was coming to Singapore, I had no time. I mean, I was supposed to go and meet him, and then he himself came. And he just put his hand on my head. And he just blessed me, you know, I give you all my blessings that you'll be successful in preaching in Singapore. When you go, after marriage, I went to Chopari Temple. You know, these are devotees, you know, these are very compassionate. Radhanath Maharaj, he's so compassionate. Always he comes, he hugs me. So that's compassion. So this compassion is not there. You don't see this. Even if the most difficult thing is, if we cannot deal with devotees, how are we going to deal with Krishna? So that is the question. If we cannot deal with each other, we cannot live together in a temple, we cannot live together in a congregation, how are we going to deal when Krishna comes to us? I mean, forget about he coming to us, we cannot even go to him. He will never come because, you know, you can't deal with my devotees. Dasa, 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 anu dasa means you become the devote, servant of my servant, of my servant, of my servant, of my servant, servant of my servant. That is called, that is Krishna is pleased. If he cannot do that, then what is the, you know, he'll be like a servant to us and we become like master. You know, Krishna do this for me. Krishna do this for me. I want to become pure devotee. Order Krishna. Please give me pure devotion service. You know, ordering, you know, challenging mood. That will not work. We must, you know, become servant of the servant of the servant. How I can make this devotee happy? So that relationship is all about Krishna consciousness. That's all Bhagavatam is about. Bhagavad Gita is about. Bhagavad Gita gives the base. Bhagavatam gives the relationship. Chaitanya Charitamrita shows the relationship. How prema is developed. How a devotee, like Prabhupada, went to Allahabad. He was giving a pandal program. An old man came, he asked Prabhupada how to chant his rounds. How to chant in the mala, the first time. So Prabhupada personally showed him by his example, leadership, showed how to chant the whole, he did one mala japa for his old man. And it said, when this old man left his body, he died after some time, few months later, he died with a japa mala in his hand and he was chanting. So that was the effect of compassion of Prabhupada, that he showed by his own example that old man was chanting till the last minute of his death. He didn't leave the mala, he didn't allow the doctors to remove the mala. And he chanted with the mala in his hand. That's perfection of life. So that we have to do. Books are the basis. Purity is the Purity is the force. Books are, what is this book? This is all compassion and love about Krishna. These books are not ordinary books, these are compassion and love about Krishna. And books are the basis. Purity is the force, how well we are, how much compassion we have in our heart and love. That is the force. If you have compassion and compassion and love in your heart, you can easily preach to people. You don't have to go anywhere, just people will come to you. Just by the compassion. Prabhupada, why Prabhupada was so successful in America? Because he had time to sit with them and listen to their problems. Hours and hours he will sit down after the class and after the Bhagavatam class or Bhagavad Gita class. He will sit with them, evenings he will spend time, you know, coaching them, guiding them in their personal life, material life. There was Peter Burwash, the one lecture I heard, Peter Burwash is now a motivational speaker in America. He's a very known person. And he charges like $1 million an hour or something like that. He makes millions of dollars today. He met Prabhupada and Prabhupada gave him a 3 hour class on business management. Personally. But before he was a tennis player, so he was playing tennis and the world championship, anybody who wins becomes the world champion. And he was playing and he saw a stray of ants. He saw a lot of ants going on the field, the tennis court. And he forgot to hit the, because if he hits, then he's going to kill the ant. So he let go of the title. People are laughing at him, you know, you could have easily shot that ball and got the world championship. He said, no. I could have become a very wealthy man, become a world champion, but these ants would have died. I mean, devotees asked him, so he became so compassionate even to the ants. So there are so many examples in Bhagavatam. Why is this so? Because unless we don't become compassionate, we don't become loving to others, forget about Krishna coming to us. Krishna will never come. I mean, the Guru, mercy is gone, everything is gone. We are just chanting for the name of chanting. It's just namesake. We just become show bottle. We don't become actual, there's no substance. So it's very required, you know, the leadership. Leadership is very core. That's why I pushed the MIH in Mayapur. Not I pushed it, Krishna somehow made me the instrument. We had this MIH. Education is required, we must be educated, we must learn the verses. Not just learn the verses, learning the verses, you become an expert reciter, but understanding the verses, imbibing into the heart. What these verses do to your heart? Don't become compassion. These verses are ineffective. They are useless. You have wasted your time. You have wasted your life. These verses should affect your heart. The chanting should affect the heart. Unless Nenam Galadashtu Dharaya Vadanam Gadgad Vridhaya Gira Pulukir Nishitam Vapu Kada Tav Name Grahane Bravishyati. You know, then it becomes pure chanting. Then it becomes pure chanting. You know, the tears coming from my eyes. You're feeling, you know, you're choked. You're getting, the throat is choking up. That's the situation. Pure chanting. Otherwise it becomes my chanting. I'm just chanting Hare Krishna, actually something Pandasaka, 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 Pandasaka. I'm just chanting my name and my glorification. Aham Ishvara, Aham Bhogi. I am the Ishvara and I'm going to enjoy everything. All services will be rendered to me. So that's not leadership. That becomes like a management principle. It's not leadership principle. Leadership principle means you become, you know, servant of the servant. You try to please the devotee in every way possible. Just like that, you know, the beggar comes to you, you please him, at least give him something to eat, or some, you know, give him some money to. Otherwise the heart becomes very, what kind of sadhus we are? What kind of sadhus we are? You know, then we are not sadhus. We don't have compassion for that beggar. What to talk about ourselves? We have no compassion even to ourselves, to our own soul. So we must have compassion. We must give this compassion. Because by giving others compassion, you are giving yourself compassion and love. Without this, devotional service cannot be performed. Anyway, please forgive me for anything which I have said, offensive, not pleasing to the ears. And any comments or any questions on this? Any questions? I was very pleased with Shri Ram Gopal Prabhu. Why? Because that day he sang very nicely. I mean, that's called real chanting. That's the real mood of chanting. That's Parama Karuna Pahu Dvijana. That we should follow. When Pushpa Gopal Prabhu sings, That's real chanting, because we are really glorifying, they are really glorifying the holy name. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the story is there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, after his puja, he was coming down the temple and they were all great Maharathis, like me. Great singers, oh, wonderful kirtan, everything, ecstatic kirtan. But there was one devotee who could not sing, he didn't know how to sing also. He will scare because he's got Maharathis, no, all lined up, one after another. So what is he? He's just like cacophony singing in front of them. And they're all sannyasis, no, great sannyasis. So this devotee, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw, and they thought that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is going to give me the kartal to sing. Bhaktisiddhanta walked through past them, I went to this devotee, they gave him the kartal. Now you sing. And he was like shivering, oh my god. Such great stalwart kirtaniyas. What, who am I? Like a machar, you know, like a mosquito. What can I sing? But in that, he said, you sing, please sing, you're supposed to sing, I'm giving the instructions. So he was like, like Sri Ram Gopal was like sometimes he gets a little nervous. But that was the situation he was singing. And then when he sang, it was the most beautiful kirtan Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati ever liked in his own ashram, Gaudiyamath. So this is what he's singing. Because he's really in a terrible state of existence, and he's really praying to the holy name, and he's really chanting, trying to chant with pure devotion to Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. You have a question?
Thank you, Prabhu, for next class. I just want to talk regarding the compassion point. As such, we have limited resources, time as well as devotees to preach this movement. So some people, even if we follow them consistently, still there may not be that much reciprocation. And some people, they'll pick up very fast. So where should we draw the line that how much we should do the follow-up to encourage them in devotional service? There, the ultimate principle of devotees to the other people. The compassion, till what extent we should apply?
To whatever extent we can do it. Actually, there's no Krishna gives you the intelligence. So he gives you the knowledge, he will give you the intelligence, how much you can help him. Like one, I'll tell you, one person, she was not coming to, I'm trying to get her to come to a temple, but she don't want to come, she's having some financial problem. So what I did was, she's trying to get some, you know, some kind of financial problem. So for last 3 months I was meditating how to help her, she having financial problem. So yesterday I went to a Hindi school, I got, she's from Hindi speaking, Moradabad. So, and that's why she, you know, she got affected. So that's my bad leadership. I've not been able to help her, even financially also. I mean, movement is not for financial help, but then, you see, compassion, that maybe, I called yesterday night, I talked to her husband, 11:30 at night. I said, urgent, I went to a Hindi center, they require a lot of Hindi teachers. In Singapore, and you're a Hindi speaking person, so why don't you go and join this as a relief teacher, and then also you might go into a full time job. So I just did it out of this thing, but you see, this will not go without notice. Someday she will come here, because you see, that is compassion, that we are trying to help her. I can't help her with what money I can give her. So that's the thing. But still, I've tried my best to help her. So Krishna helped me. Somehow I was thinking how to help her. You know, I'm feeling very bad because she came to me for help and I couldn't help her. So I thought maybe I'll try something. So Krishna gave me the chance. So then I called the husband last night. Please call this number, and they are looking for Hindi teachers. Maybe you can make some money here, and maybe it will help you financially somewhere. So, I can't give her money, but at least I can give her the sources where they can earn money, like that. So, there's no hard and fast rule for how much compassion is ever, forever. It's not that, okay, I give you 50% only. I give you only 15% compassion. No, it's 100%, more than 100%. Compassion can never be only 15% or 50%. It has to be 100%, more than 100%. That's real compassion. Because if you preach with the compassion, you see, the thing is, the person will realize that, okay, this person is very compassionate. Okay? So, when he sees that, when the person sees that in you, he will surrender everything. Take my home, take everything from me. Take my heart, take my mind, take my soul, take my everything. That is the preaching, that is the secret of preaching. That you must be, it should be genuine help, not, it should be genuine compassion, not that artificial, Prabhu, please, you know, take this, I'll help you like this. But you must, you know, give me, always say Hari Bol to me, Hare Krishna to me, you know. You must pay obeisance to me, you know. That's not compassion, that's business. Compassion should be, you take whatever you can from whatever you can give to him, just give him. Don't amar inna mana dena kirtaniya sadari. Means you must give respect to everybody. Don't expect any respect. If you take the respect and you don't pass it to your guru, that respect will kill you. That respect will kill us actually. That respect has to be given to everybody. Respect every living entity, even a bird, an ant, everybody. Like Peter Bulwash, you know, he's a millionaire. He could have won millions of dollars in the Wimbledon tennis. Because of the ant, he just purposely didn't shoot the ball. He could have easily won it. But he said, no, my victory is not that. My victory is that I saved the ants. But that is compassion. So he did what he could do in his, what is there in what limited capacity we have. We have a limited capacity, but we can, Krishna is unlimited. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Karuna Avatara, his Karuna is unlimited. His compassion, his love is unlimited. You can just become the Sutradhara, you know, just, here is the love, here is the compassion. You see, it goes, and then that person becomes a devotee. What do you say? You want to be happy for 1 hour, do gardening. You want to be happy for 3 hours, watch a movie. You want to be happy for your whole life, do something good for somebody. So if you make somebody a devotee, that devotee will inspire you to become a pure devotee. So that's the compassion. Because of you giving the compassion and love to that person will inspire you to become a pure devotee, because now you have to preach to him. Now you cannot be, you know, only 12 rounds today. Okay. You have to charge 16 rounds because now you have to preach to him. He's coming with his surrender. He's coming here to this Prabhupada built house where everybody can live. So they are coming here to surrender everything to us. And we try to manage them. We don't try to lead them properly. It will be a very difficult situation. We should not manage people. We should lead them by our own example. If we are a bad example, then you can think of the followers also, what they will be. We have to be pure example. We should give them the pure traditional tradition. We should give them that. Otherwise, it becomes a very difficult followers. They also become Andha Raja, Andha Praja. Means blind king and blind kingdom. So we must give them the pure tradition. What is 100%? Prabhupada said, I am not perfect, but whatever I am following, whatever philosophy I am talking is perfect. You cannot find any flaw in that. I am not perfect. So we are not perfect. We cannot give everything what we can do. But just by this example, just by doing little bit for anybody, just trying to please somebody, with that pleasing, you must please everybody. The devotee is pleasing, no? The devotee is not displeasing to anybody. It should be sweet. It should be sweet relationship. It should not be sour relationship. Sour relationship, how can you preach? The person will have no respect for you. Leaders get hit from the back, you know? They fall, a leadership is always hit from the back, not from the front. Because somebody is following him and he sees a bad leader, kick him out. So that's bad leadership. So leadership means compassion and love. You see, everybody will follow you. Prabhupada, you were so compassionate, you were so loving to people, he had time for everybody, all devotees in America. Everybody today now is a sannyasi. Forget about just being a grihastha. They left everything and they came to Prabhupada and they became sannyasis and they are completely renounced. And Prabhupada used to cry in Vrindavan when he was living in 1977. He used to cry. These people, look at them, you know, they are such rich family people. They are sleeping on the floor, they are no money. they're depending on me. Everything they're depending on me. Why did that happen? Because of compassion. Because of love. So that compassion and love has to be given. Without that, you cannot conquer anybody. We cannot conquer anybody you do this and you do this. Krishna never said. Mahaprabhu never said. He just went to everybody with a straw in the mat, straw in the mouth, and then fell down at the feet. Ek bar mukhe hari bolo. So that hari bol, just chant Hari's name, Krishna's name. And that's what he requested. He requested. He never forced anybody. So this cannot be forced. But the force comes from where? Compassion and love. That's where you can get to the heart of to the person. So no matter how difficult your situation is, how difficult it may be, you may not be able to give one cent, 1 rupee. But if you can, give him some kind words, or give him whatever you have, that will not go unnoticed. That person will see that. They are not fools. They are all watching. What are you doing? What is your behavior? They are achar and prachar. If your achar is not good, what prachar can you do? Then nothing. So achar has to be good. Then only prachar will be successful. Otherwise, people will come here and then go away. So many people came and so many people go. So the achar has to be very good. Unless that relationship is not built up based on compassion and love, it's not possible. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की निताय गौर सीतारा प्रेमानंदे।